fuck. What else we got on the freaking docket? My fucking mouth hurts, bro. I hope my fucking tooth heals up nice, dude.
When do you get the tooth?
3 months from now.
I can't wait.
Yeah? Are you going to want to fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Adam's getting his penis put in.
Whoa, for real?
They just put the screw in his vagina.
They had to put the screw in that it has to heal.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time because his vagina has a 7.5-inch diameter.
That's a lot.
So it's gonna
So they have to keep caulking it in.
It's a gauge negative 17. So they're gonna have to, it's going to take a while to get it to close up.
But it's worth it, man.
Mm-hmm. His body keeps rejecting the screw.
Only a dick in here, please.
Yeah. What they did was they melted down some nickels and then made the screw out of that, and then it's
finally staying.
Finally, there's something about the... you can sense.
Come on.
It's actually... the doctor's saying it's the fastest that wound has ever healed in humanity's history.
He's never seen anything like it.
I called him up.
I was like, "Hi, I'm Adam's coworker, and I wanted to have information on his medical stuff.
How is pussy surgery? How good his pussy screw is healing?
I'm really not supposed to do this, but he's got a big fat vagina. It's not healing too good. You said you're also a doctor? No, I didn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, whatever. He's kind of annoying, honestly. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't really like him.
He fucking sucks. Imagine your doctor being like, "Oh, that guy fucking sucks, dude.
That guy is such a fag."
A doctor wouldn't say that.
You know, they think some guys suck that they see.
Yeah, but they wouldn't say
I hate
it.
Being a doctor.
Being a doctor is fucking
sucks, dude.
You got to seal up this man's pussy.
Dude, I thought it was all going to be awesome pussy.
I thought I was going to suck clits. Sucking on clits.
Just like what a molested child thinks a gynecologist does.
I thought I was going to be sucking on clits and playing fucking tic-tac-toe in my mouth with them motherfucking titties. Spelling out, put X's and O's all over my tongue with them titties.
Why are you doing that voice, doctor? It's changed a lot since the beginning of this podcast.
I'm so high.
Dude, I'm down a K-hole right
now. I'm sucking up all the gases in the operating I got everybody's files, and I'm calling out their boys, and I'm just ripping on them. I got the gas going. I'm calling up. Look, this man, Eric, had to come in because his dick doesn't get hard, and I called up his frat. And I told everybody, your boy Eric's got his dick sucks.
Yeah, what I do is I call everybody's emergency contact.
Fuck, dude, I'm so fucked up. I'm so fucked up. What is this? Nick socks, nah socks on. What is this shit? The fuck is
all
in
right,
my
well,
office?
Well, anyway, thanks, man.
What
thanks for
fuck?
Telling me about Adam's big pussy.
What the fuck are all these like?
I gotta take off though.
What the fuck are all these canisters? Why do I even need any of this shit, dude? Next time I do surgery, I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Fucking, I'm gonna try. All
right. Well, I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna be the bartender. Get switch him up, dude, like James Bond would.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, tell Adam.
What?
He's got cancer. I'm so fucked up. I couldn't stop laughing. And he was like, "What?" I was like, nothing. But maybe you could tell him because he's your boy.
Yeah, I tried, but I couldn't keep a straight face.
I was laughing too hard, dude. I was so fucked up off gas, I couldn't tell. Because they get pissed if you're fucking laughing at people. I told some bitch she had titty cancer, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I mean breast cancer." I'm like, "You got
there I go again, yeah, calling it titty cancer.
I mean, you got to understand, I'm like, I'm fucked up." Yeah, it was a long weekend. We got all new gas in. I've been trying out all the gas.
Yeah. All right. See ya, doc.
Boop.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I'm going to go back to JB Spumoni's. or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, yeah.
L&B Spumoni Gardens?
You know what? I'll say the name when I think of it, Adam.
In Gravesend?
I don't need to be corrected.
That's in Brooklyn, though.
It is.
That's correct. That is correct.
It's pretty good. I took my cousin there when he was in town.
Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, yeah. The owner of the store called me and told me about
No, the owner got murdered in like a mob hit.
No, the new owner.
What do you mean? Oh, I guess they have a new one.
Yeah.
How you doing? My name's Lucille DeStefan Gonguglio. I'm the new owner, and I'm friends with Adam's doctor.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you happen to see two really gay Jewish guys come in?
Yes. No, yes,
nice
I did.
To say about my cousin.
You know what? We took a picture of them because it was so funny.
We put them on the wall, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, did they eat something? Like, did they win a challenge?" Yeah. No.
In fact, I showed my doctor because I thought it was so funny, and he was like, "You're not gonna fucking believe that. That guy has the biggest pussy I've ever seen in my life.
I've been putting screws up that guy's ass and calling it his pussy for years.
We put a hardware store's son through fucking college buying." Different types of screws. Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Try and stuff his hole up.
Yeah, we're the reason for Home Depot's success. Because we had to buy so many screws.
Fuck. I'm sorry, you're right. I shouldn't say that about your cousin. It's not that he's...
Yeah.
It's that the average, average...
You
that's
can
how,
give it to me, but...
That's how gay you are. Is
if
that
you
the
call,
average of you and a regular guy... Is still two of the gayest guys
Leave
you've ever
Jared
seen.
Jared out of this, man.
Yeah, BlueChew.com, though.
Yeah, BlueChew.com is for if your penis is small and doesn't work. BlueChew.com is a new website for guys with small penises that don't work.
Honestly, it is.
If you're a fucking loser, BlueChew.com gives you the first chewable.
Or with guys with big dick. Didn't we hear from... We have some big dick pals that...
Yeah.
They use it to
They
make
have
their
reached
cum.
Out, and they've used it also. So any kind of dick you can use this.
Mm-hmm. The smallest of the small.
Only losers are allowed.
Yeah, from Adam to Stav. Small to big.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Small to, you know, respectable.
Shut, shut up.
It really is
just cruel that your dick doesn't get fatter also.
I know, bro. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I should get girth. Maybe not length. I can see
of
that.
Of course not length.
Length doesn't make sense.
Of course
but
not.
But a little girth around
girth,
the edges.
Girth makes 1,000,000%
It makes
sense.
So much sense.
It's really just...
Even the underside. There should be a part of your cock that fills up with fat.
It really... And you know what?
That stem
The thinner
part.
I get...
Yes.
The thinner I get, the fatter... like, I get a thicker dick when I'm like...
Absolutely.
When I'm rail thin or when I've lost a lot of weight.
It's perspective, though.
It's, well,
it's my circulation's better and shit.
Oh.
Even just a little bit of exercise
that's
makes
why
my
I have,
cock better.
Yeah, that's why I have a...
No.
Thick dick.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, because I'm thin.
Do you want me to call your doctor?
Come on, dude.
Don't call
We got him on speed
that
dial.
That guy's
dude,
a liar.
Dude, I didn't even hang up.
I've been here the whole time,
dude,
brother.
I've been here the whole time.
I'm calling the board.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got...
Did we finish the read?
A very thin, flat dick. It looks like one of those smashed up pennies
like
you get on the turnpike.
Come on, man.
That would be the funniest dick to have.
Yeah, no, I was going to prescribe him Viagra, but I couldn't stop laughing at his face. So apparently he found this website, Blue Chew, where the online physician consult is free.
They don't laugh at
you. So it's cheaper than the other two. It only takes a few minutes to connect with the BlueChew.com affiliate physician. If you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at the pharmacy
I
to be laughed
that.
At.
To be mocked by your doctor for having a big pussy and a small dick.